اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we have a celebration for the birth of our first Imam, Master of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wa salam. I would like to bring attention of brothers and sisters towards this part of one of his sermons. It is said that Amir al-Mu'mineen said, "Umbi'tu busran qad ittala'a al-Yaman." There was a point that Yaman had come under the rule of Bosr and Bosr bin Artat, and at that time Imam Ali Islam had said few phrases for the people at that time that can be thought provoking for all of us, that how Imam looks at the situation. Imam says, "Wa inni wallahi la'avunnu inna ha'ula'i al-qawm sayudaluna minkum." I have begun thinking about these people that they would shortly snatch away the whole country through their unity on their wrong and disunity of yours on the right. There can be situations sometimes those who are wrongdoers they may take over on the people, those who are right, when they are disunited because of their disunity on the right path. Imam al-Islam wants to describe that you believe in an Imam and they have their own Imam as well. Their Imam is strong, and the time that you know Muawiyah was ruling on the other side, and he was appointing the people in the various places, and this side was Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that is personality who is Imam Barhaq, a truthful personality after the Prophet peace be upon him, and a right personality. So he says, "Ijtima'ahum ala batilihim." They got together on their batil. "Wattafarruqukum an haqqikum." You believe in the right path, but you are divided. So this situation, just look at this situation. This can be in any circumstances, at any time, that we may believe in the right personality, right authorities, right religion, but because we are disunited, that is why other people, they are going to take over. Those who are batil, those who are false people, they may take over. That is why the Muslim community today, it is suffering. Because we believe in the right religion, but this right religion is not being successful, and it does not have that dignity and honor because we do not actually follow our path and keep that unity, and we are divided. وَبِمَعَسِيَتِكُمْ إِمَامَكُمُ الْبَرْحَقِ إِمَامَكُمْ فِي الْحَقِ. You are disobedient to your Imam, that is the right Imam, the true Imam. وَطَاعَتِهِمْ إِمَامَهُ الْبَاطِلِ. These people, they are obedient. So let us put that today as well. That other side, those who are actually do not believe in Islam, they may get together on their wrong leaders, under the wrong leadership. But we be divided, although we have right Imam. We have Imam that is the personality, Prophet said, Babul Ilm, the personality that is the most knowledgeable personality in this world. But at the same time, we are divided within one another. وَبِأَدَائِهُمُ الْأَمَانَةِ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِهِمْ وَخِيَانَتِكُمْ. That these people, they are actually trustworthy within their communities, but you are betrayal. And at the end, Imam says these phrases by raising his hands before Allah, and he prays before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي قَدْ مَلِلْتُهُمْ وَمَلُّونِي. Oh Allah, I have gotten tired of this community. I'm really tired of this community. So you see, sometimes a right Imam, a truthful personality, when he does not receive that support and help, then he would say that, I am really tired. I don't want to have this community. This has happened in the time of prophets. This has happened in the previous messengers, that after delivering their message, they got tired at a point that they said that, inni qad malaltuhum malluni wa sa'imtum wa sa'imuni fa abdilni bihim khayra wa abdilhum bi sharram minni. Allah, at this time I ask you that you give them an evil leader and give me a good nation. Brothers and sisters, this is really alarming type of the sermon of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, that maybe sometimes in following of our Imam, we are not right and we are not truthful. We are just following our desires and our own thinking, and we are not actually looking at the leader what he wants, and we are not united under the leadership of right Imam, and he becomes just isolated, alone, and we should not leave our Imam alone. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين صلوات